Garrett, I'm going to go out on a limb here, player, and say you're feeling pretty good today.
Yeah, I'm feeling real good, man. I can't lie. I just woke up about 30, 45 minutes ago because we landed at 3:15 and I got home around 4 o'clock. But other than that, I'm feeling great.
Well, we appreciate you making time for us, man. We really do.
So was that the right amount of sleep? Was that 9 hours even? Did we get in that perfect cycle there?
Man, I don't know. I just hit the bed right when I got home. And I set an alarm. I said I got to be on around 1. So I need to wake up around 12:30.
You didn't sleep on the plane on the way home?
I didn't sleep at all on the plane, man. I what did I do? I may have slept 45 minutes out of a 6-hour flight.
Wow.
Read a little bit, watched some film, and just hung out with the guys.
Okay. All right. So what's a 6-hour flight? You know, what's a 6-hour flight like back after a couple of wins on the road?
It's a lot better than had we lost. you know, guys talking, guys reading. Most, about half the team sleeps. Willie Cauley-Stein slept the entire time. De'Aaron Fox probably slept the entire time. Malachi sleeps. But, you know, some guys maybe playing some cards, watching movies. But it's pretty chill.
Yeah. I know yesterday after the win, I heard sound from the coach. Coach Yeager talked about how one of the cool moments after the game and to acknowledge one of your teammates, Zeebo, for getting that milestone of reaching 10,000 rebounds, kind of a little mini locker room celebration. What was that moment like for him and for you guys?
That was great, man. It's crazy because we were joking. We were like 10,000 rebounds with a 10-inch vertical. That's crazy. But, you know, I think the 20th player ever to do it, you know, it just speaks volumes of what type of career he's had and the consistency that he's played with. You know, they said it to him. And I told the team, I said, I wish we had some, you know, a little cooler. We could dash him with water. But it was just great, man. And to get a win and then to have that on top of that, that was just icing on the cake, bro.
What's a better feeling? Garrett Temple of your Sacramento Kings, by the way, joining us here on the Lowdown. What's a better feeling? You hit a clutch shot against Philadelphia the night before. Then you had that chase down block last night. What's a better feeling for you?
The win, man. I mean, the chase down block was cool. But the clutch basket was real good because I think we ended up fouling on after the chase down block. So we didn't get the possession. So I think the basket was the best because, you know, if we had got the possession and went down and, like, Frank had a chase down and then we hit a three, that's tight. You know what I'm saying? But I'd say the clutch basket since we ended up fouling anyway.
Yeah, on your chase down block, too, I love seeing the replay because a lot of times you'll see someone pin it against the glass. You kind of got under the shot.
I saw he was going up with two. So they probably called a foul if I hit it aggressively. So I tried to go under him and tip the ball out, and I was able to do it. I was watching film. Joe Harris jumped. He jumped slow. So I felt like I jumped and flew like forward pretty quickly. So it worked out for us.
Yeah, back-to-back wins. You guys have played really, really well. You had a really rough start. I think it was 1-8 to start the season on the road. You guys are 5-4 in your last 9 games. Is there something you can point to that just tangibly has changed with your team?
Wow. You know, obviously the last 2 games, I think we've done a little better job of starting off, having better starts. Even though still the third quarter last night, you know, hurt us, even though they were making some shots that, you know, they're making some tough shots. But I think our ability to after we give up a run, because the NBA is a game of runs, our ability to get hit and then continue to fight back, you know. It's in Philly, our second unit did a hell of a job of getting us back in the game. You know, in Brooklyn, We did a great job of making shots and building a nice little lead that even if they did make a run, we still were in control of the game. So a few different things, but I think defensively and offensively, we're just learning our games and how to be successful.
You know, Garrett, I'm curious as a player on this team, how do you feel like you are helping the young guys? Because, you know, I feel like it's trying to compete, trying to win every night, growing young guys as well. But right now, a lot of you, the veterans, are doing such the important stuff on a night-to-night basis. How do you feel like you are helping out some of the younger players on this roster?
Well, honestly, I think the biggest way, you know, that's one of the age-old questions. Do you bring in young guys and just put them in the fire, or do you actually allow them to see how the game is supposed to be played and then, you know, walk them slowly? I think just different nights when, you know, when you're out there playing the right way, when they see you make the extra pass, when they see you make a chase down block or, you know, a rebound here or there. I think just affecting the game, even though you may not be scoring a lot or shooting well. But also, obviously, just, you know, watching film with them, talking them through film during timeouts, talking to them about situations, what they should have done here or what they did do well here. Things of that nature are still going on. But when we're playing, I think just when you play the right way, you know, they'll do more what they see than what you tell them at the end of the day. So I think, you know, me and George and Vince, when he's been playing, obviously Zeebo, Costa, trying to play the right way, because you can't talk about it and not do it.
You mentioned Costa Kufis. He's a topic of conversation here on this show frequently. What type of personality does Costa have?
Costa has a very unique personality. Costa, honestly, is probably the nicest guy in the NBA. He's the guy that's always saying I'm sorry when he didn't even do anything wrong. Just a very nice guy. Real unique. Has a very dry sense of humor. He would be great on The Office. Like, he has a very dry sense of humor. But he's a great guy. One thing about Costa, a tidbit about Costa that people won't know, he'll just randomly sing early to mid-90s R&B songs. He'll just start singing.
Stop it.
I promise you, Damon.
Stop.
And I still can't get over it, because he did that last year, my first year with him. And I'm like, Costa, what you know about that? He's singing Joe, or he's singing some Bribing Night, or he might be. I'm like, what you? You know, Costa singing that late 90s R&B, some Tyrese or something.
We got to get Costa on the show. Yeah. We have got to get Costa on the show.
Is he any good at it?
I love Costa to death, man. Yeah. I mean, the singing part of me, I don't know about that, but he knows all the words, I tell you that much. And it's crazy, because he just randomly will just start singing. Whether we're, you know, guys are taking a shower in the locker room getting dressed, Costa just start humming and singing, and, you know, he might do a little Ja Rule and Ashanti, something like that.
Wow.
So, that's Costa Kufis for you, man. He's a very unique individual. Great guy, the ultimate pro.
Oh, I'm so happy right now. I am so happy. Has anyone ever, like, pulled him aside and said, hey, Costa, we got to maybe just shave, you know, get you a fresh cut up?
Oh, yeah, he knows. He knows. And we talked to him about it. It's really not even a topic of discussion anymore, because he's so aware of it. That's just Costa. That's just, you know. That hair, he has about 18 strands up top, and he pulls them forward, and, you know, that's just how he is. He makes fun of himself enough for anybody to get on him.
That's awesome. Yeah, I know it's always better when you guys win. We were saying, Garrett, we hadn't had you after a win. You guys had win games, but we haven't had you after a win. It's nice to have this. It seems like you guys are having fun, too, while you're out there. Is that accurate?
I think that's another big difference, you know. Guys are having fun playing. You know, even though we lost in Toronto, you know, guys had fun playing. Guys were competing. You know, I think obviously in Brooklyn and then in Philly we had fun playing. But, you know, guys are having fun and enjoying the game. And at the end of the day, we started this game as youngsters, and we had fun playing a basketball game, man. And when you can get back to that feeling, positive things will happen.
Garrett, you know it, being in the NBA, that holidays are never really normal for you guys. I mean, you know, really, Thanksgiving is weird. Christmas, New Year's can all be weird. You guys are in town, kind of. I think you're leaving at Christmas Day to get to L.A., but how are you going to kind of spend Christmas? How will that go for you and maybe some of your teammates?
Well, I'm probably going to go to Christmas service, church service. But I think they just finished their itinerary. I'm assuming we're going to probably have practice in the afternoon or evening, and then fly there Christmas at that night, so people with kids and stuff can, you know, obviously wake up with their family in the morning. But that's about it. My family's actually coming in town the day after we play in L.A.
Nice.
My dad and stepmom and my little sister. So that'll be fun. That'll definitely be fun to get to see the fam. I think they'll be here through New Year's. So I'm just going to relax, get some church in me, and then get ready to go beat L.A.
Not a bad game for them to come out and watch at the Golden 1 Center that night either.
Not at all. You know they picked it up for a reason.
Yeah. They saw the schedule. Yeah.
Yep. Cleveland will be here. The King will be here that night. Well, man, Garrett, congratulations on the back-to-back wins. Keep that rolling Saturday against the Spurs. And thanks for getting up for us, man. Go get some rest. We'll talk to you soon.
I appreciate y'all. Appreciate y'all, man. Thanks for having me again.
Thank you.
All right. That is Garrett Temple of your Sacramento Kings.